Tampa Cruise Port Parking 2026. Every option, price, and shuttle compared. You've booked a cruise, packed your bags, and are ready to set sail. Well, almost. Parking is the last decision standing between you and boarding. Get it wrong, and you spend 2 hours or more of your return day waiting for a no-show shuttle, or worse. This guide compares every parking option we're willing to recommend at Port Tampa Bay for 2026, including the official garage, vetted third-party lots, and hotel park and cruise packages. Pricing has been verified directly with operators. We visited the port, photographed the lots, and limited recommendations to operators that meet our standards on reviews, transparent pricing, and customer service. Quick answer. Where you should park if you want simplicity and security. The official Port Tampa Bay parking garage at 810 Channelside Drive. The price is $18 per day plus taxes, and it's opposite Terminals 2 and 3. There is also an outdoor lot directly in front of Terminal 6. If you want to save money, Park 4 Cruises lot at 1016 Channelside Drive is $14.99 plus tax and $4 service fee per night, including a shuttle to all terminals. You must prepay online in advance. They do not accept drive-ins. You get to keep your keys. If you're staying overnight in Tampa, a park and cruise hotel package will almost always beat both options on total cost. Skip ahead to that section. Official Port Tampa Bay Parking. The Port Tampa Bay Parking Garage is located at 8 and 10 Channelside Drive, directly opposite Cruise Terminal 2 and within walking distance of Terminals 2 and 6. It holds more than 3,000 spaces, two-thirds of them covered. There is a second uncovered parking lot at 1331 McKay Street, which is directly in front of Terminal 6. Marissa Lynn, Port Tampa Bay's Director of Communications, confirmed the current rate, $18 per day, plus taxes for self-park. A seven-night cruise will land at $136.99 with taxes included. Other official rates. Valet, $18 per day plus $20 one-time upgrade fee. Oversized vehicle. If your vehicle is over 7 feet high or 18 feet in length, you will likely have to park at the 1304 Channelside Drive lot, around a 10-minute walk away. There are no shuttles available and pricing varies based on vehicle size. RVs are not permitted. You can prepay through the port's reservation system or pay on arrival at the entry kiosk. On multi-ship days during peak periods, the garage can reach capacity. March 2026 set a record with 51 cruise calls in a single month, leading to several days where the parking garage was full. The garage is monitored by security 24/7 and is fully insured. It's the safest place to leave your car for the duration of a cruise. Third-party parking. Where to be careful? The cluster of independent parking lots along Channelside Drive offer rates well below the official garage. Some are well-run businesses, but others have serious problems, including vehicle damage, multi-hour pickup waits, cars moved to unsecured lots, and hidden fees on pickup. We called every operator near the port, read recent reviews, and visited the lots in person. The recommendation is the operator we'd actually use. Other lots did not meet our standards on customer experience, pricing transparency, or vehicle security. Park 4 Cruise. Located at 1016 Channelside Drive, walking distance from the cruise terminals, across the street from Terminal 6. The standard rate is $14.99 per day plus tax and a $4 service fee with a $10 cancellation fee. All reservations are prepaid through their website. The lot does not accept drive-ins. On arrival, a staff member will approach you to confirm your name against the reservation list. Critically, you keep your keys. You pull in, park, and walk to the shuttle or terminal directly. This is different from other operators who take your keys and move your vehicle to other lots. The sign flagging predators, something worth knowing about as you drive down Channelside Drive on cruise morning, is the people on the side of the road holding cruise parking signs and waving you into lots. Some of these operators have poor reviews that include vehicle damage, multi-hour pickup waits, and even reports of unauthorized car use. Park and cruise hotels. Hotel park and cruise packages are the cheapest combined option for those staying overnight in Tampa. The idea is you book a one-night room and the hotel adds parking and usually a shuttle service to the cruise port. You start your vacation the night before, eliminate embarkation morning stress, and avoid paying separately for parking. Hampton Inn, Home 2 Suites, Tampa Downtown Channel District, Both hotels are in the same building and a 7 to 13 minute walk to the three cruise terminals. Parking is $30 per night on top of the room rate. There is no shuttle, but the walk is short. Barrymore Hotel. 2 miles from the port, the Barrymore Hotel is located on the Tampa Riverwalk and offers a ship and shore package that bundles your one-night stay, cruise parking, and a shuttle into one price. The parking itself costs $10 per night on top of the hotel rate. The Barrymore's shuttle runs from 7 a.m. to 1 a.m. Quality Inn and Suites, Port Tampa, located 4 miles from the port at 1020 S. Dale Mabry Highway. The Quality Inn and Suites offers parking at $12 per day, added to the room rate. Shuttle service is a separate $20 round-trip fee and runs 9 a.m., 1 p.m. hourly. Room rates vary but can be as low as $90 a night. Comparison table. Parking option, price, Port Tampa Bay. Official garage, 18, day plus tax. Port Tampa Bay, valet, 18, our day plus $20. Fee, Port Tampa Bay, oversized, varies park. 4, cruise, $14.99, day plus tax, plus $4 fee. Hampton Inn, home 2 suites, Channel District 25 night parking, plus room rate, Barrymore Hotel, ship and shore, package rate, Quality Inn and Suites, Port Tampa 12, day plus $20 shuttle, plus room rate, rates verified directly with all operators. Hotel package totals exclude room rate, which varies by date. Frequently asked questions, how much is parking at Port Tampa Bay? Self-park at the official Channelside Garage and Terminal 6 parking lot is $18 per day, plus taxes, confirmed directly by Port Tampa Bay. Valet parking adds a one-time $20 upgrade fee. Oversized vehicles vary based on size and will likely be parked at another location. Is parking at Tampa Cruise Port safe? The official Port Tampa Bay garage is monitored 24/7, gated, and fully insured. Third-party lots vary significantly, so always check recent Google reviews, not just booking site testimonials, before choosing a third-party operator. Do I need to reserve parking in advance? For most sailings, the official garage accepts drive-ins and payment at entry kiosks. During spring break, holiday weeks, and other peak periods, it is advised to prepay. Third-party operators vary. Can I drop someone off at Tampa Cruise Port without paying? Yes, the port has designated drop-off routes that take vehicles to each terminal entrance. Drop-off is free and no parking is required. Porters at the terminal will handle luggage. Which terminal does my cruise line use? Terminal assignments at Port Tampa Bay can rotate based on daily schedule and which ships are at port simultaneously. Carnival, Royal Caribbean, and Norwegian all use multiple terminals depending on the date. Margaritaville at sea typically depart from Terminal 6 and Celebrity from Terminal 2.